Not this shit again. All right, here I come in that same blue outfit. We've seen it a million times. Sing. Go ahead, sing.
Let's start the show.
Let's start the show.
They also didn't call it Chappelle Show. They called it like The Dave Chappelle Show.
The David Chappelle.
The David Show.
David Show. A couple of white people came out that night.
Look a little lumped up there, I say.
Yeah, this is when we're in the midst of, now it's like hazing, fatigue.
Yeah, it's just tired.
I mean, it's like every day I go to work, they like paint me white, and they put powder on my lips from Tyrone Biggums. Next thing I'm Yoda.
Also, the hours are approximately 6 a.m. to 2 a.m.
Till April. I'm a little hot right here, Nassim.
All right, R. Kelly, hot album. This is just something we were like, let's just do a
song R&B about song about people. Pissing on people.
Like, let's just do it. Everybody was talking about R. Kelly, but they were sort of pussyfooting around. We were the first ones to just go like, there's a video where he pees on people.
Yeah, no one ever talked. It was weird. No one ever talked about him pissing on her, which I think was the most remarkable part of the entire scandal.
I'm going to piss on it.
It's never occurred to me to pee on somebody during sex.
Really? I'm good.
Yeah. Well, my wife said I'd like to try that.
This is a good song. We wrote it, I think, like an hour and 10 minutes or something. Yeah. Stephen Gold, who did our music last year, who was he's a talented guy. He's his brother's Elon, and we're friends with Elon.
That's my favorite part right here. Drip, drip, drip. I don't look anything like her. Cause she's actually famous, and I didn't know that when we did this.
That her name is Vita, and she's in FHM a lot. And that's like
they wanted us to cut the Dookie stain. That's another thing. Yeah. We had a 45-minute meeting about. Can we keep this shit stain?
Please. And Renee said, "Yes, you can." Only thing to keep alive because when I turn your face into a toilet seat.
Anytime they try to cut a doo-doo joke, we always had Mr. Hanky to fall back on.
Yeah.
Well, Mr. Hanky was singing.
Yeah, what if the poo talks? And they were always fine with it.
Lovers wanna love. I don't even want none of
I just noticed one of the extras was singing the words. We're supposed to be like feeling on your booty.
That says R. Kelly's Due to Butter, which is a reference to the
Pop Copy
sketch, which Michael Rapaport would put Pop Copy. Chuck Berry, that came from, I showed the sketch to Mike D from the Beastie Boys and his wife Tamra Davis, who directed Half Baked, and they said, you got to put someone who directed it. So I'm like, all right, Chuck Berry. There's also Chuck Berry, the inside joke is that Chuck Berry also likes to pee and fart on people. That's a funny video.
Yeah, you've seen that tape of Chuck Berry, right?
Seen that. Never seen the R. Kelly video. Have seen the Chuck Berry video. The Chuck Berry video is hilarious. That's all I can do. Try to find that tape because that shit is touching. Brothers are packing. They seem to be packing. All right, that was our friend Paul Mooney. The way this came about, Dave did it at Luna Lounge years ago. We got the show and we're like, all right, we got to have Paul do that. We went and asked Paul, and he was really kind of mean to us. Like, what do you want, huh? We've known Paul for a long time. Dave knows him better than me. I really don't know him.
Yeah, I was always, he's the kind of guy I was scared of him.
Yeah.
But I always liked him.
And
so we gave him a tape of the first episode. He was mean. He watched the tape and called us back and was like, what do we got to do?
How do I get down, homie?
Yeah.
And then... Slowly but surely, he's warmed up to me. First, he called me. It was David and that white rider. Recently, he's taken to call me David and the white nigger. That's what he called me.
That means you're in the family.
We're doing a show with Paul, which hopefully you'll hear about. Keep your eyes on the trades, people.
They won't let us have too much fun. That's what I told some black people the other night at my show. I said, don't get too fond of me because white folks will come in and take me.
Paul Mooney, if he comes anywhere near your hometown, Go see him. Fucking see him, because it's in a one of a kind experience. You'll never see a live comedy show. It's incredible. The response he gets from audiences is it's huge, and it's ridiculous. Paul Mooney wrote Homie the Clown for Living Color. He used to write for Richard Pryor.
He wrote the Word Association sketch Richard Pryor did with Chevy Chase on Saturday Night Live.
He wrote for Pryor. What else has he done? He opened for Eddie on the Raw. Like, he's just a legend, and he's like an undiscovered legend. Like, he's amazing. Disclosure. We shot this ourselves. We just did that while we were recording it on DV, like a little DV camera. And then you can treat it, make it look black and white and stuff. This is a remix edition of a song about pissing. I got the... What do you say? I got the pee
and leaking weekend.
And there's juice in the kitchen. I said, Chris,
you drink piss. Oh.
I really do want to piss on you. He really does. You're out there. R. Kelly would like to piss on you. Now tell people the R. Kelly story.
Oh, the week that came out, I was in Chicago at the House of Blues at a comedy show, and R. Kelly was there.
All the kids were looking up at the balcony at Dave and then looking down and looking up.
R. Kelly was sitting in the balcony below me. So he didn't say anything about it, but something about the look in his eyes let me know. He's seen that shit. It's no question. But big up to R. Kelly. I love your music, man. You know, just pissing on one person ain't gonna ruin that for me. They can never take that away from me. We've reviewed the Civil War. This sketch reminds us of City of God.
The movie that. City of God came out. We had done the sketch, and then we went to the movie City of God, and it was pretty similar. City of God's like a masterpiece. If you haven't seen it, it's incredible. And our brother Mo's deaf. There he is. Was nice enough to do the sketch. This is not like the punchiest, funniest sketch, but it's fucking pretty smart in terms of premise, and it's funny. It's color. It's one of these sketches that grows on you, like Player Haters. The press liked this sketch a lot.
Did they really?
Yeah. It was like in a lot of like a cutting sketch about the History Channel, you know, because they all watch the History Channel.
I gotta start reading the paper.
That's how, yeah, you really should.
I heard.
They say, Dave, they tell you what's going, like what happened the day before if you didn't, in the world. Hey, dog. It's all improvised.
Yeah, me and most improvise a cutting fight scene. Look at this. Morton Salt.
That's most Morton Salt. Dave freaking out. All right, now the bird call. All right, now what happened to that boy song? It just come out. So we were all saying that around, and then Dave told Mose to do the bird call as like a thing for, you know, for the sketch. Barbecue. Are y'all ready to ride? That voice is kind of like the LA gangster voice. Like,
yeah,
the dude
Morton Salt.
Due to hanging at the comedy store and like, and you know, all those like South Central movies. General Cornrow Wallace pulled out a gun, unheard of at that point in street fighting.
A resident called 911 immediately. These are all like a series of still pictures.
Yeah, most of them are still pictures. We shot it on DV to make it look, to give it that History Channel look. Time there
would be formative. Uh-oh,
bird calls.
Here he comes, Tyrone Biggums.
His roommate in jail was a man named Tyrone Biggums.
It's called crack. This is all pretty much improvised. Really funny joke coming up.
It's called crack.
It's great. And it's so simple. Little joke, guy.
All you need is some cocaine and some baking soda. And I think I tasted egg and cinnamon.
Most sucking his thumb. Funny. When he was doing it, I didn't think it was funny. And then when we cut it together, I realized it was funny. Letter. That he was right.
This is funny.
Will, who works in our editing department, wrote this up himself. Need all the misspellings funny.
P.S.
Bird call.
Stuff up and
selling it on what these dudes look really cracky.
This guy especially.
That's some real crackhead shit right there.
Yeah. Looks like a crackhead with makeup.
That's supposed to be the George Washington picture on the Delaware River.
Crossing the Delaware.
Kind of doesn't make any sense, but it works good enough. Kapow. They bought dynamite.
That was going to be a tank. We just couldn't afford one. So we went for the plunger.
Wile E. Coyote was nice enough to lend us.
Call the Acme Company. They had one within 8 seconds.
The Battle of the Cuomo D concert's pretty hilarious, which took place at a Cuomo D concert.
He was shot during the Self-Destruction remix. Tinge of Irony.
The funeral passed without incident. But what the crew did next appalled even the hardest thugs. The crew went to the graveyard and dug up General Cornrow Wallace's body, absconding with it to their hideout.
All right, now, that was actually in the camera we were using, but we heard that it wasn't going to show up on cam. Like, our director of photography was like, no, it won't be on the final tape. It was on the final tape, all that skitsy shit.
But it worked great.
Yeah, it works great. We used, like, an RCA.
We used an 80s camera.
Like, literally an 80s video camera for this.
That's not Mos Def. That was a dummy.
Dave is a funny laugher. Dave Chappelle from Half Baked is funny laughing. Members of the gangs are either dead or in jail. But we did speak to one member, Earl the Snake White. Ironically, he now works at a friendly shoe source. He doesn't like working there, I guess.
He doesn't like changing with the times either. His clothes never change. What you do now,
was it all worth it? Yeah, it was a tragedy.
Huh?
Can you repeat the question?
For the History Channel. Neil pointed out a thing to me I never noticed, that my eyes, when I'm sleepy, I get cross-eyed.
I actually didn't. Michelle, actually, or the other exec producer, pointed that out.
Thanks for telling me.
That's a good point.
So if you ever see me go cross-eyed on camera, that means I'm not getting proper rest.
Go ahead.
Hey, gang, welcome back. Welcome back. So here's Chappelle's Show. We like to show people the real versions of movies. Okay, so I got another one for you. Today we're going to do Deep Impact.
Oh, all right. This is a sleeper sketch that's kind of an awesome sketch. And a great, just a hilarious performance from Dave. And he had to figure out. Can I say that?
Sure.
This is one of the. This is another one of those sketches that we came up with immediately. Like, we came up with this sketch in 1998, we just didn't have anywhere to go with it, and it was like,
this is why we have a show, because right. We have all these ideas with,
we've
no
had
place
it for
to
years. We were thinking about doing this as an actual whole movie, which kind of wouldn't have been a good.
It was going to be a spoof of disaster movie.
Sort of like if Dave was in charge, if an irresponsible dude was in charge. And then we both saw Deep Impact and thought it'd be funny. That these allegations are absolutely and 100% fantastic wiggery in this. Secondly, incredible wigs. Got it at we actually got it at a drugstore. The wig and the mustache.
We actually shaved the dude.
I think we don't have much of a yeah, we shaved a dude down and worked with the crew and just glued it to Dave's face.
And face.
I have here in my hand the cure for AIDS. Cure for AIDS.
You know, I gotta say, before this show, I didn't see so many AIDS jokes on TV. What did we do, two this season? Last season?
What are we, with this one?
Singing White Girl, and of course.
Oh, yeah, the Singing White Girl. And we had one in the pilot with Mos Def about AIDS, which we had to cut out. Which asked us about on the street. Did you see us? And here's Paula one more time. Extras that were just there?
No, these were actually.
No, we hired them. But this song they had, they were singing. They were a singing group.
They actually could sing, so we used it.
They're like, can you guys sing a song? And they broke this out.
That shit was so weird, by the way.
Yeah, when they just started singing, it was just like, okay.
It's three identical bitches talking at the same time, singing. This shit was crazy. Some circus shit.
All right, the joke you just did is when you said sorry about that. You gave her the cure for AIDS. Said, sorry about that. Which implies that the president has AIDS.
And gave to
takes the cure, and then but still has it. He gets AIDS, he re-gets it, and then takes the cure again. Harvey Oswald killed John F. Kennedy alone and by himself. With a magic bullet.
With a magic bullet. Whoa.
Hilarious joke. The bullet was actually magical. Magic does exist. Does exist. Improv. Funny fucking hilarious joke.
There's also a riff about Harry Potter.
Yeah, which I meant to put it in the bloopers. They didn't digitize it. Oh, well. I'm a disgusting human being and I apologize. Yeah, it was Harry Potter exists. He is a real person.
Yeah, he teaches at a university in Wisconsin. Because the world's going to end any day
now. So I might as well introduce you to a good friend of mine, Bibble.
Bibble. All right, this is the funniest shit. The handshake's hilarious and then what he says about it.
America, this is Bibble. Bibble is a space creature that lives very far away in a galaxy called Nebulon 5.
Five.
He's totally responsible for the wave of technology we've seen over the last
PlayStation 1 and 2.
Cell phones, pages, PlayStation 1 and 2. You might think it was the Japanese who were responsible, but anyone in the know knows that it was...
What's funny about that is that the president knows about PlayStation 1 and 2.
It was in the brief.
Yeah.
Hey, Bibble, is the spaceship ready?
That was just a sound effect that the guy who does the final mix on the show had in his office.
Yike.
Except for me. And of course Bibble, who's been so kind to let me accompany him on his spaceship. And I'm bringing those three cloned white women with me. Goodbye, America. I hope you all die in a fiery death when the meteor hits next.
This is called a black man quitting his job.
Yike.
Now, you notice the pose. The reason I bring that up is because at the end of the episode, they were supposed to fade me out like that, and the post department forgot to do it. So I stand like that at the end of the episode.
I didn't know that. Did we do a plate of it?
Look, see how I stand?
Yeah, you should have told me. I didn't know that.
No, it was discussed. We were like, we're going to do it in post.
That's
no, this is not why I was posed. This one is...
Oh, this is for the Mooney
thing. The dudes come in. The white dudes come and take the show.
That's Chad's dad, by the way, on the right.
Diary, I've been stabbed. We just got a call. Looks like you're having a lot of fun out here. The other guy on the left is from Tyrone's Intervention. I don't know if you saw that sketch where Tyrone Biggums had an intervention.
Basically, this is them, what Paul Mooney said is happening, coming through. This is what was fun about the Rap House is that we would get the, we'd be like doing a sketch and go like, you know what we should do? We should have the white guy, but it would always be like the last minute.
The wrap it up box that was no camo wrapping up the show. Yeah, my daughter thinks you're really funny.
These guys are pretty funny. Is this still live? We cut that. Sometimes when actors improvise stuff that are, you know, actors that isn't, you know, Dave or, you know, Donnell or Charlie, it's kind of not funny. But these guys are actually pretty funny. This ain't no skit, bitch. Help.
Wow. Hi, thank you. See what happens when I don't want to get hit.
All right, here's Tyrone. What the fuck is going on? Oh, this is when Tyrone falls asleep for 5 minutes and wakes up and says, what time is it?
I spray people with urine during sexual encounters. Surprise, surprise, right in your eyes. You're wearing this much lighter.